This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The best-selling novel, The Secret Life of Bees by Sue Monk Kidd, is now a movie. Judging by the cast, you might think the movie adaptation is actually a musical. Three of its stars, Queen Latifah, Jennifer Hudson, and Alicia Keys, have successful music careers. But they, along with Sophie Okonedo and Dakota Fanning, manage a different kind of harmony in the film.
It's the story of a young white girl in 1960s South Carolina who runs away from her abusive father and winds up in the home and care of the three Boatwright sisters, all named for months of the year, May, June, and August. Queen Latifah plays August Boatwright, the eldest sister and the matriarch of the home. She runs a business making honey, and Queen Latifah joins me here in the Washington studio to talk about her role in this new film. So glad you're here.
Thank you for having me.
I'm just curious, given your name, Queen Latifah,
mm-hmm.
and a film about bees and honey, there must have been all kinds of jokes on the set about Queen Bee.
There was an occasion, yeah, one or two occasional jokes daily. Yeah,
daily, sure, yeah, I figured, hourly probably. Did you see yourself initially as August, or was there another character that spoke to you?
I just always connected with August because this character is so nurturing and loving and confident and comfortable in her own skin that she just seems at peace. She reminds me partially of my mom, and my grandmother's in there, and parts of me, you know. She's an entrepreneur. She owns her own land, and she's a big sister who's really more like a mother.
She lives in a big pank house.
Big old pank house.
P-A-N-K, pank.
Definitely.
You are the matriarch of the family. You help run the family business.
Mm-hmm.
Black Madonna Honey,
mm-hmm.
and you spend a lot of time with bees.
Mm-hmm.
And before we continue, I'd like to listen to a clip. This is a scene with you and Dakota Fanning, who plays Lily Owen, and mm-hmm. you're giving her some wisdom.
You see, the world's really just one big bee yard. The same rules work in both places. Don't be afraid, as no life-loving bee wants to sting you. But don't be an idiot. That's why we wear long sleeves and long pants. And don't swat. Don't even think about swatting. And above all, send the bees love. Every little thing wants to be loved.
And you set out to work there. Now, you are so calm and so poised in that scene.
Mm-hmm.
Are you normally that calm around bees?
No. No, absolutely not.
Do you have a secret fear of bees?
I don't have a fear of bees. I mean, I've been stung enough times, so I do have, I guess I have a fear of being stung, but actually I'm fascinated by bees. I just, the bees are going through a little something. they're struggling with this collapsed hive syndrome thing that's been going on with bees. But I just had to work with the beekeeper and learn more about them and just try to be as calm as I could. I was definitely nervous, though.
This film takes place in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get yourself in a 1960s mindset? How did you take yourself to 1964 South Carolina?
It's easy for me. I don't have to really be in the 60s to connect to it. I every time I try to hail a cab in New York and they pass me and pick up the white person that's further back than I am, then I get a dose of it. Or your mother not being able to get a home loan because she's black. You know, this is what I know that my family has experienced, and it made it more difficult for us until I was able to buy her that first house. But it only takes one experience for you to connect to that pain. It's painful.
Did you spend any time in the South?
Maryland, Virginia, yeah. I mean, not deep South, but I sort of grew up here, you know. So I, that's why I kind of felt like I related to this character even more. I feel like, you know, there's a lot of films where you get to see the angry side of racism, bigotry, the violent side of it, the blatant side of it. But, I mean, there's a different side of the South as well, a very hospitable side, a side that says, good morning, Miss Boatwright, and how you doing today, and how's that May doing? And this would be a white guy. You know, it'd just be when you wanted to sit down at a counter that you would see that that's an issue, that's a problem. But other than that, people sort of went about everyday life. And I felt like it was interesting to show that side of life. There were a lot of black people own their own homes and own their own property, especially with segregation. There would be a lot more of black-owned businesses, because who else are you going to deal with? It was just kind of nice to see that side of it, to see these people who own their property, they own their business, they're respected in their community. There are white people here who are straight-up racist, and there are white people here who that want to see all this change. And I thought that was something that would make it a little bit different than what other things you may have seen.
How did you find each other as sisters? Because there's something very natural.
I think we just clicked immediately. I felt like I was their older sister. Because in a way, I mean, you know, I've been acting for a while. And, you know, Jennifer and Alicia are pretty new at it. Dakota's more experienced than all of us. She must have been here before, as they say.
Told so.
And Sophie is amazing, you know. But I'm the oldest. I've been doing this a while. Kind of be the example, sort of be a leader. Being supportive. You all right? You need anything? We good? Keeping the spirit light, you know what I mean? Keeping no diva attitudes, like no pretentiousness.
Did you stay with the script? And there's a scene in the kitchen with Jennifer Hudson, Sophie Okonedo are at the stove, and mm-hmm. they're dancing. There's a song mm-hmm. on the radio, and they're singing, and they're dancing, and they're flipping pancakes and making eggs. Kind of moving your head a little bit, but there's a sense that you want to get up and dance too, but you're the big sister, so you have to sit down at the head of the table. And I wondered if that scene was carefully scripted or if that was a moment of pure improvisation.
It wasn't pure improvisation. It was definitely on the page. We just kind of had to make it light and natural, and then if something happens to come out your mouth, then if it fits, they keep it, you know what I mean? But, yeah, my character, I got to paint these labels on these jars, so I ain't got time to get up and dance around, but I will sing the song a little bit. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Queen Latifah, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having
me. Spending time
with
us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Queen Latifah's new movie is The Secret Life of Bees, based on the best-selling novel by Sue Monk Kidd. To hear more of my conversation with Queen Latifah, including what she learned about the secret life of bees, go to our website, npr.org.